friends and making friends after the age of 30. If you're looking for deeper friendships, I think it's fair to say, Julie, that you got to put the time and effort into it to build that relationship.
Right. And that's why it's harder after 30 to do this, you know, that frequency of contact, the quality of the contact. But really, the research shows that you need about 40 to 60 hours of time spent together. That can be a rough estimate for transitioning from that acquaintance to friend. Although this, of course, is based on personalities and circumstances. You know, some people will say, well, we connected immediately. We just had so much in common, or we had a common experience that we were able to share and help each other through. So it, you know, it depends on the person, but you're right. You have to put time in if you want the, if you want to have the payoff.
Could we have you, Miriam, just kind of explain the last couple of years here in Canada, and is it a challenge to meet new people and become friends with them?
Yeah, well, it's funny that, Julie, you should mention time, because, you know, as I joined, came to Canada, I started, I was a student yet again, so I had no time, first of all. Then I got married. Then after that, a little baby on the way. Now she's here, 7 months old, and I find, like, the days just go by, and it was hard for me to make friends. I tried to involve myself with all these baby groups across Belleville and Trenton and do these swimming classes so I can meet moms. And it was just until recently that I managed to connect to a young lady here also. Her name's Belle. She's from Texas. And then we found ourselves both in like the similar boat, because she's new to Canada. Mm-hmm. Her husband's Canadian. We were both facing the same thing of, like, you know, immigration and all that boring stuff and having a baby. And yeah, so we've managed to connect over coffee. It was great. And we're slowly building up friendship. And it is hard because, you know, you've got a baby, household to run, a job, and then you got everything in between. Like, life happens.
You know, Julie, you know, Miriam's kind of explaining the last couple of years for her and her husband, Derek Baldwin, well known. But is it a I'm sure it is challenging for spouses to go out with their husband or their partner or wife, whatever, that they know so many people and they don't know anybody.
Yeah, that it is a challenge. And it's that, you know, that obstacle of small talk, you know, when you're trying to find things, those common grounds, you don't know people at all. It is an art, you know, small talk. And so you have to practice it. And, you know, maybe Miriam, this was helpful for you because you do interview people, right? So you know your strengths, you know what, you know, where, you know what to ask, you know that there can be open-ended questions, you show genuine interest, and be yourself, you know, unless you're someone, of course, who, you know, tends to throw in offhanded jokes or something, make sure you know your audience. But you want to engage with people on their terms as well. So know who you're talking about and know your strengths. So for example, I'm not great at small talk. Like, talking about nothing is really hard for me, but I am a good listener and I can ask open-ended questions. So that works. You don't have to be, when people say, oh, I can't meet friends, I'm terrible at small talk. Me too. Many people are. But the more you practice, you know, just listening to people and going with what they're telling you, it, the easier it becomes.
How many friends do we really have, though? I know you talked about 40 to 60 hours to, you know, kind of spend time with someone to become a friend or an acquaintance. But how many friends do you really have? I could count my close friends on both hands that I would trust.
Well, most people, it's one hand.
I got one hand of friends, and I've known them since elementary school and high school.
Yeah, like that's where I go back, to the guys that I, my hometown guys, you know what I mean?
Right. It's, and it really is that group of five that people tend to, that's their close inner circle. And that's why it's hard, you know, when you're over 30 and you're trying to, as you remember, Miriam, at the beginning, you said break into groups. Yes. It is a challenge because you just said you go back to your, you know, your high school friends, people you connected with then. So think of someone coming into that group and how challenging that is for them. So I think if, when we're talking about this, reflect on yourself and say, well, how welcoming I am, you know, am I to new people that come in? Because realize that everybody wants to connect. And if you are feeling anxious about it, remember, everybody wants to connect. You know, start with a smile, just a friendly hello, something easy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're at a loss of what to say, just comment on where you are, the event you're at. You know, it's so great to see people together in this way. You know, people put a lot of effort into this. How did you hear about this event? So those are starting questions that you can use if you are trying to meet people.
I had someone reach out to me a few weeks ago, and we connected yesterday. Her name is Mercy Tuga, and Mercy is from Nigeria. She moved to Belleville 2 years ago, a culinary program at Loyalist College. She was the valedictorian this year at the convocation ceremonies at Loyalist, and she got a full-time job yesterday. Her Instagram is Your Celebrity Chef. Three boys, 17, 16, and 8. Her husband's in Nigeria and gets to Canada two or three times a year. That's what they have to do to make it work. But she talked about meeting friends yesterday, and she wants to get more involved in her community, and that's why she reached out to me to say, hey, how can I get involved? But there's somebody, Mercy, gets it, but it's a long road. It really is a long road.
Right, but it sounds like she's also not just sitting back thinking that this is just going to happen naturally where friends are going to come to her. She's putting herself out there and taking action on that. And that is something that, you know, in therapy we talk about with people when they're saying, well, I don't have any friends. And it doesn't have to stay that way. That's not a permanent problem. Mm-hmm. That is something that is definitely solvable. Be connected with people in a way that you feel comfortable, but you have to put yourself out there.